to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll talk about trusting in prosperity. In order to create prosperity, you have to trust that it really can be yours. I'll discuss some tools to help you trust the universe so prosperity can come to you easily. This will help you take advantage of some terrific abundance cycles we're having this month. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that due to our current cycles, I'm now offering Mars retrograde consultations. These are half-hour consults focused on what direction you want to take for the next 2 years. They can also be used to help resolve anger or resentment issues. To schedule, call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And also, I want to let you know that I will be speaking in Portland, Oregon on February 19th, 20th, and 21st. I'll be speaking for the Oregon Astrological Association on February 19th and 20th. And on February 21st, I'll be at the Queen of Cups. My Friday talk will be about astrology's economic revolution and Pluto in Capricorn. My Saturday workshop will be about good timing for success. And my Sunday workshop will be about the ins and outs of business astrology. You can get more information about all of these talks at my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. So, what's up in the heavens? First of all, we're still in the midst of the Saturn square Pluto cycle, which is still very close to exact at the moment. For all intents and purposes, it's been very close to exact since January 20th. And you may have encountered some pretty major issues that have come up in the last few weeks. These could be power or control issues in the workplace, home, or in organizations. Internationally, we're now watching this power struggle between China and the U.S. This is heating up to a much higher level. There could also be major changes to structures, processes, strategies, and management techniques. Of course, the Earth is a structure, so we can also experience unusual shifts in our Earth, such as volcanoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, etc. Now, if you're caught up in a power struggle, here's the question to ask yourself and others who are involved. Is this restructuring or change in the highest good of everyone concerned? If you can truthfully answer yes, then you're on the right track. We need to be making many changes now, and you're seeing plenty of them being proposed in Congress. Changes to healthcare, changes to the financial system, changes to the tax structure, and so on. This year, we'll see many changes to structures of all kinds. It pays to be prepared to make transitions, to be flexible and nimble on your feet. Do what you can to make your mind and body more flexible so you can cope with the changes. Now, next, good news. February is a great month for prosperity. We get multiple periods during February when the money situation looks better and better. One of these cycles which starts us on this path is Jupiter sextile Pluto. Now, this cycle is an opportunity to grow our power and influence with important people. It peaks tomorrow on Saturday, February 6th, and it stays in range through February 19th. Now, to make the most of that influence with someone powerful, offer a new or unusual idea. There's an opportunity for sudden inspirations and unexpected solutions to surface. And this also peaks tomorrow on Saturday, February 6th. This cycle is Mercury sextile Uranus, when sudden flashes of insight can provide an important idea. Often this insight isn't one that's linear, but it is correct. So pay attention to any sudden or inspirational ideas. This cycle stays in range through February 8th. You can take advantage of this by being open to unexpected solutions. In addition, our first money cycle peaks on Sunday, February 7th. This is the cycle of Venus conjunct Chiron. It's one of the best money cycles that there is, and it's an excellent time to attract money and prosperity to you. Venus is also conjunct Neptune this weekend, and so get out and see a movie or do something romantic, do some dancing, something artistic or inspirational. This cycle stays strongly in range through February 10th, but technically it will still have some influence through February 12th. But lo and behold, just as that wonderful cycle ends, another fantastic money cycle begins again. This is the cycle of Venus in Pisces conjunct Jupiter in Pisces. Now, why is it important that these two planets of money, love, and abundance are getting together in the sign of Pisces? Well, Venus, our planet of love and money, is at her absolute best in the sign of Pisces. Astrologers say that Venus is exalted in Pisces. Plus, Jupiter is the old ruler of Pisces, so he's extremely competent in Pisces. When these two planets get together in this sign, we are in for many opportunities that relate to abundant prosperity and love. It can also relate to some wonderful romantic opportunities. Now, with all these terrific money cycles this month, I'm going to give you a tip for winning money. So write this down. Get your pen and paper right now. Here are two books that will help you to win the lottery. Just do exactly what they say, and you'll have a better chance to win. These books are by Gail Howard, and you can get them on sale now at Amazon.com. And I believe they're 32% off, which is a great abundance right there. The books to get are Lottery Master Guide and Lotto Winning Wheels for Powerball and Mega Millions. Now, these books really do help people win money, so if you want to go for higher prosperity this month by winning it, just get these books. That's the Lottery Master Guide and Lotto Winning Wheels for Powerball and Mega Millions. They're both by Gail Howard. And you can also go to her site at www.gailhoward.com and use her free interactive software. And she use her free wheel systems of 3003 or 3014. And those will help you to win the Powerball this weekend. So, with all these terrific money cycles this month, we also have Valentine's Day coming up. Isn't that incredible? So, just in time for Valentine's Day, the moon, which represents our emotions, comes along to the same place as Venus and Jupiter. This makes this Valentine's Day absolutely exceptional. Retailers, hotelers, restaurants, anything related to love or romance should sell a lot this month. And you can have a lot of fun, love, and romance. So, go out and enjoy yourself this Valentine's Day. There are also some adjustments that are being made this Valentine's Day. One of them is Mars in conjunct Venus. We might know what we want, but we're not completely sure how to get the budget to fit with it. So be creative, and you'll find a way to maintain a lot of your budget while still enjoying a day of romance and fun. It's a weekend. Trade your kids for a night with friends. Then take their kids the next night so everyone can enjoy some romantic fun and still maintain the budget. There's a second adjustment, Venus in conjunct Saturn. Oh, boy, you have to get this scarcity mentality to sit in the corner for the day so you can enjoy a day of fun and romance without the budget beating you over your head. Now, here's the deal. If you will purchase only the things that bring you more joy than the money, then your money will return back to you very easily and even quickly. So give yourself a bit of joy this Valentine's Day, and you'll easily create more money and love. Okay, it's time to do our weekly check-in about Mars retrograde. Oh, Lord, we're in this through March 10th. So how are you doing with this cycle? This is actually the time to do our personal and business strategic planning for the next 2 years. And if you use Mars retrograde well, you'll reconsider what you did the past 2 years and decide what you want to do for the next 2 years. So ask yourself this: what changes and structures do you need to put into place so you can do the activities that bring you the most joy? If you do this, you'll be ready to go when March 10th comes around instead of in the midst of confusion. So use this period to gain clarity about your path for the next 2 years. Now for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide. This week your tip is this. In the guide, you'll see the symbol for the third quarter moon, which starts today, February 5th at 3:50 p.m. Pacific time. Now, once we're in the third quarter moon, this is not the best time of the month to begin something new. This is true for all third quarter moons. This phase of the moon is telling us that we're in the process of rethinking what went well and what could go better. The structures needed for new starts are not yet in place. And with Mars retrograde, this is a double warning not to make any new starts until after the new moon on February 13th. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. To get this, just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Now, how can you create more prosperity by trusting yourself and the universe? After I come back from this short break, I'll be talking about trusting in prosperity, and I'll give you some tips to do that. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Do you suffer with a health condition you can't move forward from? How would you feel if you woke up each day to better health? It's time to ignite your inner healer. We all have within us an amazingly powerful tool called our inner healer, and it is waiting to go to work for you today. Our bodies are our best authority when it comes to our health and healing. When we change our mind, we change our life. Visit Dr. Kell at AskDrKell.com today and wake up to better health tomorrow. That's AskDrKell.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about trusting in prosperity. In order to create prosperity, you have to trust that it really can be yours. So I'm giving you some tools to help you trust yourself and the universe to bring prosperity to you easily. Then after that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, earlier, I mentioned that the month of February is full of money-making opportunities. This is one of the best months I've seen for many in quite a long time. So, and today, I want to give you some tools to help you create more prosperity. And one of the key issues most of us encounter at one time or another is just not trusting in prosperity. And when I say we don't trust in prosperity, I mean that we don't necessarily believe it can be ours. Others may win the lottery, get a good job, or inherit a bunch of money, but somehow we don't think we can get it. In fact, if you really get right down to it, many of us don't believe we'll ever truly be prosperous. That old fear of not having enough money is just a doozy. We've been trained and trained to believe in scarcity, even though we live in an abundant universe. In fact, most of us have spent many lifetimes being trained in scarcity. It's so normal that we can hardly imagine what it would be like to have plenty of money. Well, of course, that is the first problem. You cannot have something that you cannot imagine, because you're never a vibrational match for something you cannot imagine. So one of the first tips is this. Start imagining what it would be like to have twice as much money as you have now. What would you have, be, or do with that money that you can't have, be, or do now? Start thinking about this every day. And just imagine having more money and using that money for what you want. Even thinking about it for 5 minutes a day will help more money come to you. Now, this may sound too easy, but it's one of the most basic steps to gaining more money. Essentially, we all have a glass ceiling for the amount of money we think we can have. When we get close to the top of that ceiling, then we find a way to get rid of our money, so we stay within the range of money we think should be ours. It takes time and practice to change your glass ceiling to something higher. You have to be comfortable with having more money before it can come to you. And once you have become comfortable with the idea of having twice as much money as you have now, then double it again and again and again. At some point, you will have the things you want for yourself and your family. So then start thinking about the ways you could help others. If you managed to have a lot more money than you needed, what would you do with it? Would you invest in new companies that are bringing our world new energy technologies? Would you donate money and food for people or animals in need? Would you create housing for others? There are many ways that we can help our world if we will just allow ourselves to have more than enough money. So stop telling yourself that you don't need that much and start raising your money ceiling to a much higher level so you can attract a lot more money and help create a better world to live in. It's up to us to do it. If we want a different world, we have to be willing to attract the money and energy to create that better world. Now, speaking of money and energy, do you understand that money and everything else is created from energy? Yes, the exact same energy you and I have in our bodies. So it's our energy that's either attracting money to us or pushing it away. That's something that is entirely under our own control. We can have as much money as we want, and the universe will deliver that to us based on our energy, our thoughts, our feelings, our actions. It's always us. We're always in charge of our money. Okay, so what energy does the universe respond to the best for bringing in money? Love, joy, happiness, awe, inspiration, fun, and get this, trust. We can only create whatever we trust. If we trust ourselves and the universe to deliver money to us week after week, it will. But if you don't trust the universe or yourself to do that, you'll be pushing it away instead. So what does that look like? When we don't trust the universe to come through with the money we need or want, we get frustrated, anxious, stressed, angry, upset, freaked out, depressed, sad, fearful, scared, and desperate. You name it, and someone has had that feeling when there wasn't enough money. Now, what happens when we feel one of these negative feelings about not having enough money? We create less and less money. It literally becomes a downward spiral. The more fearful we are about not having money, the less we have. So this is why I'm talking to you about trust today. It's a key element to creating the money you want. You have to trust yourself and the universe to deliver it. So think about what you trust and what you don't trust. Some people trust themselves to only earn their money. For those people, that's the only way they can get money. It will never come to them as gifts from other people or winning the lottery, as they don't believe it can come to them that way. So the universe cannot deliver money to them that way. We're always manifesting our beliefs, no matter what they are. So this is one of the ways we tie the hands of the universe. We tell the universe how our money has to be delivered. Not too smart. Every time we limit how the universe can respond to our desires, we get less and less of what we want. So here's another tip. Open yourself up to the many possible ways that money can come to you. You might find it on the street, in your grocery bag, in an account you forgot about, in an insurance account. Win it. Get an unexpected bonus or refund. Get an insurance settlement, a tax refund, or inheritance. There are numerous ways money can come to you besides earning it. Now, how can you tell if you trust the universe to assist you and bring you money? One way is to see how much micromanaging you do. When you go into a restaurant and place an order for a meal, you don't go back into the kitchen to see if they're cooking your meal correctly. No, you wait patiently for your order to be served to you, trusting that you'll receive your meal shortly. It works the same way when you trust the universe to deliver money to you. If you put in your order and then tell the universe, "I have to do this all myself because I can't count on you," then you're giving the universe a message not to deliver that money or prosperity to you. Now, are there any tricks to trusting the universe? This is actually a question of faith and your belief. If you believe that God brought you to this earth so you could suffer, hey, this is a common belief, then having more than enough money is not likely to be something you would trust the universe to deliver. But if you believe that the universe wants you to be abundant and prosperous like I do, then you're much more likely to create more and more money coming to you. That's part of manifesting our beliefs. So, of course, the amount of money you create for yourself will be completely in alignment with your personal monetary glass ceiling. So remember to work on making that glass ceiling higher. But just what does it take to trust the universe? Isn't that risky? Well, in my opinion, what's really risky is having to depend on yourself for everything. When you trust the universe, it's like you have an extra pocket of resources or an extra bank account that you can tap when you need it. And here's the trick to trusting yourself or the universe. When you get centered and aligned with your true self or your divine self, then you'll know that you are always safe, always protected, and you are always full of well-being. You can never be any other way. Your true self knows who you really are, and it's always in good energy, always well, and always safe. So when you align with your true self and feel its presence, you'll easily be able to trust yourself and the universe. Now, here's another tip for trusting the universe. Our choices are always between fear and faith. We've all heard what the word fear stands for: false evidence appearing real. Anytime we're feeling fear, we're telling the universe to send us more, yes, more, of whatever we fear. So there's no percentage in hanging on to fear. It's best to release it. So here's what we can do. Get an emotional freedom and healing release to release fear of not having enough money. You can get one of these on a CD from Polaris. It's called the Prosperity Emotional Freedom and Healing Release. This process, which you can do with the CD, will gently release fear out of your body and bypass your mind. Whatever you release is permanent and will not return. And once you release fear about not having enough money, it's a lot easier to trust the universe to send it to you. So call my office at 877-524-8300 to order one. That number again, it's toll-free, 877-524-8300. Or go to the Polaris store at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. So let's suppose you've worked on raising your glass ceiling for the amount of money that you'll allow yourself to have. Plus, you've searched through your old beliefs about money and how life works to uncover and change any limiting beliefs you have about money. And you've been keeping yourself in positive and higher energy, so money will be attracted to you. Then what? Well, just put in your order with the universe and trust that the money will come. It will. Now, do you have a question for me? After this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
A Sacred Moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, A Sacred Moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Are you tired of just surviving? Would you like to learn how to thrive? Make 2010 the start of a whole new you. Take charge by enrolling in your own personal boot camp offered by Sharon Roy of Raising Grace Coaching. In just 28 days, you will learn how to rise above your emotions and follow your heart to a life of peace, joy, and purpose. You will tap the power of your own imagination and higher wisdom to create emotional breakthrough strategies that work for you. Start thriving today. Visit raisinggrace.com or call 401-588-588.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
back. Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need your birthday, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, I just want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And if you're interested in gaining clarity about where you're headed for the next 2 years, or an issue related to anger or frustration, call me for one of my 30-minute Mars retrograde consultations. So, Valerie, do we have some callers?
Yes, we're going to go to Todd. He's calling from Seattle. He has a prosperity question about today. His dob is 410-1964 at 1:40 p.m. in Great Falls, Montana. Todd, are you there?
Here I am.
All right.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Madeline. Thanks for taking my phone call. Say, I don't really know exactly how I want to word my question, and I just listened to everything that you said prior to the commercial break, and it really resonated inside me because I feel very stuck, and I believe in that placing the order in the cosmic kitchen and then pressing. And I for the last, it almost feels like a year now, I just really feel like I've gone into a pit where I feel stuck. And I would love to double my income, and I love that exercise of
right
imagining that. And I'm going to go on your website and get the release
That will
program.
Help quite a lot, yes. Yeah. Because we all have been so thoroughly trained to believe in scarcity that, you know, it is hard to trust, you know, without some process like that.
And one last thing. The pit I'm talking about is the pit of continually creating more debt.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because whenever we do create debt, we actually are not creating prosperity. And debt, there actually have been studies about this. Debt actually holds people down energetically so that they don't attract money to them. It's actually true. And people who got rid of their debt, this is what the study showed, people who got rid of their debt all of a sudden were able to make big amounts of money. So they would start making six figures or seven figures. You see, they would triple their income or quadruple their income, you see, when they got rid of their debt. So, and that was actually done with owners of companies, and that study. So, you know, there's a lot to getting rid of debt. And, you know, unfortunately, our society has been kind of basically living on debt for some years now, quite a number of years now. So we have to figure out how to get ourselves off that routine. And move into something where we truly are creating prosperity. So this is a way for you to think about getting out of debt, is that, you know, if you could focus on instead, you know, that the money will come to you. You know, if you're supposed to have something, the money for it will come to you.
So focus.
You see, rather than, you know, going off and spending it and trying to get the money after you've spent it. And another thing to do is every time you get any money, if you can manage this, it's really valuable. You can take 10% of it and put it in what you call your wealth fund. Now, this can be a separate bank account. It can be a box if you want to. Doesn't have to be. You can do it any way you like. But you make this wealth fund. You put 10% of whatever you receive in this wealth fund, no matter how the money comes to you. And when you do, you say, I am a money magnet. I am a money magnet. I am a money magnet. Say it three times. And that, when you have a little pile of money set aside for yourself, it helps you to attract more money. So it's important to do that even while you're paying down debt, because it's very hard to attract more money if you don't have that little pile that's building up.
So putting toward my little egg nest.
Your little egg nest. And it's not an emergency nest either, because otherwise you'll have an emergency to get rid of it.
Yeah, no emergencies in my life.
Right. This is a wealth fund for you. And you can invest it any way you like. And if you borrow money, you can borrow it from yourself and pay yourself back with interest. So that's one way. That's one way for you to get out of the debt cycle, you see. You build up this little nest, and then when you need to borrow money, instead of borrowing it from a credit card, you borrow it from yourself. And you pay yourself back with interest, just like you would the credit card.
Okay.
You're going to pay it to the credit card, you see, and it's not going to come back to you when you do that, you see. So it's better for you to start borrowing from yourself, basically.
Okay.
Okay. Now, in looking at your chart, you actually have the ability to make a lot of money. And are you working at the moment?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
And do you make enough money to pay your bills?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm still in, you know, and I still have debt.
Ah, right.
I mean, excuse me, I'll just answer your question. Yes, I have enough money to make ends meet and a little bit over that.
Oh, okay.
And I only work 3 days a week.
Oh, so you have the opportunity to make even more.
And also you said in your talk before the commercial break about, you know, releasing that need to limit my thinking to just that one, you know, method of making money is my job.
Right.
I just remembered that.
Yeah. So of course you don't have to earn it all. Yeah, I mean, it looks to me like, is there a possibility you might either make money from property or, you know, like, do you own property that you rent or something like that, or?
Yeah, I don't own any property.
Oh, you don't own any property.
No.
But you could make money that way, another possible way that you might earn money is somehow if you had a product or service that the masses really liked. I mean, this is something you could sell on the internet, or, you know, you wouldn't actually have to necessarily do anything once it was set up. You know, do you have anything like that that you are creating?
Yeah, or? I do. I do. I did create two items, actually.
Great. Okay, so that could be one of the ways in which you get out of debt. Those items, you know, if you could market them well, make you a lot of money. So have you considered that possibility or not?
Yeah, in fact, I sent my ideas into a company.
Okay, great.
But, you know, it's a company that analyzes the product and then helps to market it if they feel that it's
worthwhile,
you know, viable,
yeah,
or whatever.
Matches,
yeah,
matches their criteria, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they come back and tell you, no, I would find a way to get it out there so that you can do that. And the only other thing, yeah, I see your debt issue here, and I'm going to have to go here in just a moment, but I see the debt issue here. But you also have the ability to break through that. I mean, you have a pattern here of suddenly losing money. Has that happened to you before?
Yeah, I've totally, even, I mean, literally lost hundreds of dollars that fell out of my pocket several times.
Uh-huh.
And I've also, you know, like, just even, like, recently $125 for one of those California stops with the camera.
Oh, yes. Okay,
you know, like,
so here's the trick with this. You're kind of set up. you see, to lose this money unexpectedly. So in other words, you've done this before. You probably have a fear about losing it. Very unconscious fear, but it's there nevertheless. You have a fear of losing money unexpectedly. And this can come up in things like that California stop. or the situation where, you know, your car breaks down or your refrigerator breaks or, you know, your computer breaks or something like that, you see. So it's something you're not, it's an expense you're not expecting, you see. So mm-hmm. I would work on releasing this as well. And you might, you know, try the emotional freedom and healing release. And I'm not sure if that is covered in that particular one or not. But if not, I would recommend that you get a custom release to release this issue about money unexpectedly running away from you. This is the same thing with love, you know. Love and money both for you have that tendency to sort of run away. But this, you know, is a big issue that, you know, if you were to release it, could really help you a lot.
And you said a custom release?
Yes, and you can get that from, if you go to my website at askmadeline.com, click on Meet Our Guide. And that link will take you to a page where there's a list of guides that do this kind of work. The two that do that are Peg Donahue and Richard Ross. And Peg Donahue and Richard Ross can devise a custom emotional freedom and healing release for you. It'll take about an hour, and it's a very, very worthwhile thing to do. And
okay.
And it's done by telephone, by the way, so you don't have to worry. There are different parts of the country, but it doesn't matter because it's done by telephone and it's easy to do. And I see I am out of time, so thank you for calling in, Todd.
Thanks, Madeline. Have a
beautiful
day.
Thank you. So do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Did you know Greek Oats yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also the probiotic bacteria in Greek Oats yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek Oats yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Bella Spark Productions is proud to announce the third annual Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Join us for three extraordinary men and one amazing lady. Presenting Shirley MacLaine in a rare public appearance. Shirley, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Joe Dispenza, the most recognized visionary in the hit movie What the Bleep. Reverend Carlton Pearson, the fundamental evangelical Pentecostal bishop who said to hell with hell. Robert Holden, Britain's get happy guru with a feel-good philosophy that will make your heart smile. Three men and a lady. Go to bellaspark.com for dates and information. That's BellaSpark.com. Buy series tickets for the men and get $10 off the lady.
Don't miss Shirley MacLaine and three extraordinary men. Visit bellaspark.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the week. Also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Valerie, do we have some callers?
Yes, we're going to go to Kirsten. She's calling from Bellevue. Her birth date is 8-15-69, 9:30 in the morning, and she was born in Flint, Michigan. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Kirsten. How are you?
Hi. I'm pretty good.
So what pretty is good. Going on that I can help you with?
Well, I feel like I'm in a changing point in my life right now, and I just wanted to know what was up with that.
Ah, okay. Well, you're getting pretty close to a period of time where you're going to redefine who you are. And so right now you've been in this process of letting go of things from the past, and there may even have been some things that you would consider to be intolerable. So has that happened to you recently in the past, I don't know, few months?
Well, I don't.
Maybe?
It depends what you mean by intolerable. I don't think I've had anything super major in my life.
So you haven't had any changes that you felt like you couldn't do without?
Oh, gosh. I'm sure we all have that. But I guess in the past I was thinking of more of like if, you know, I had any abuse or anything major like that. I've never, fortunately, had to go through anything like that. But changes just I've noticed in myself just growing and in my life, just, you know, normal growth periods. I think
have,
this feels
have
more.
Have you had any situations in the past, since late October, have you had any changes where you felt like, you know, you just couldn't do the same routine anymore, you needed something different?
I mean, I'm sorry, it's so hard to,
So nothing like that has come up for you?
I've kind of had that the last 10 years. I feel like I've been kind of stuck. So it's hard to pinpoint, you know, a special time. But
okay, well, this is something that would have been more up for you in the last, you know, since like early part of, or maybe, yeah, probably about the early part of November. Through now. So this cycle, it can also be related to something spiritual. It can be related to something from the past. You know, something from your past that you're wanting to give up, that you're not wanting to carry with you, because you're just about ready to redefine who you are.
Uh-huh.
And
that makes a lot of sense.
When you go through this cycle of redefining who you are, frequently you change your relationships, because unless the other person changes with you, you see, then they're no longer a match for you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I'm not quite sure. It wouldn't be with my husband and not with my kids. I don't see a friendship that I would let go right now. Is that what you mean?
Those are the kinds of things that can happen.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying you would let go right now, but this is not yet here. It probably, you know, it's just backing away from it at the moment, and it won't actually probably show up until summer. Summer. You've got a little bit of time here to finish cleaning out things from the past that are no longer of value to you.
Yeah, I feel like, yes, I'm doing that somewhat, okay. Maybe unconsciously and consciously.
Right.
But it's difficult for me to
clean
let it all out.
Let go, yeah.
Yeah, let go, yeah.
Have you try cleaning out closets?
That's what I'm doing right now. Isn't that funny?
Okay. Yeah, clean out closets, because that's one of the ways you can let go.
That's
of
so funny.
Things from your past, because, you know, frequently we attach certain energies, you know, feelings to our actual, you know, items that we keep with us, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever property or clothes or whatever we have. And so letting go of that will help you to be prepared for redefining who you are, because that's a fairly major shift. Yeah,
and the reason I say it's funny is because I've been meaning to do that for some years. I've been doing little bits, but I haven't done the full thing yet, so it's really interesting.
So you have probably another 7 or 8 months to get that work done. And I would do what you can to make sure that you get that stuff cleaned out so that you're ready when this comes, you know, into the cycle for your...
Yeah, I definitely feel like there's something around the corner, but I don't know what it is, and a good thing. It's really interesting.
So are you changing anything possibly related to your career? Or?
That's something I've been considering spiritually. Opening up.
Yeah, it looks like you could change your career as well.
Oh? What do you mean by that? Like...
Well, meaning that, you know, as you redefine who you are, a lot of times people have, you know, identities associated with their career.
Yeah.
And so it looks like you could potentially decide to change, you know, what your career is.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be a process. It wouldn't happen all at once. Mm-hmm. It would probably happen, you know, this year, next year, the year after, you see, from 2010 to 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as that happens, you know, your home life could change, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
it usually does.
Yeah. And
you go back to work, and, you know, there are adjustments to be made, for sure.
Right. And of
course,
been
there once before.
Right.
Yeah.
And of course, your relationships have to adjust to the changes that you're making in yourself, so...
Mm-hmm.
Does that help?
Right.
Okay, thank you for calling in. I'm sorry we're out of time. Otherwise, I'd be happy to answer the next question.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, thanks
You're
so
welcome.
Much for your time.
Thank
All
you
right.
for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye. Each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. All you need is love. All you need is love, love. Love is all you need. Remember that song? They had it right. When you're in love, your heart is open and you feel expanded. The universe responds to that with more love and more money. So can you find a way to love or at least respect someone who irritates you? How about someone who asks you to go against your values? These people perform a valuable service for us by providing us with clarity. We learn what we don't want via our experiences with them. This helps to put us on the best path for us. So love those folks who give you grief. They're giving you a great gift. And if you love them for doing so, the universe will bring you more money. Love is all you need. Now, next Friday, February 12th, I'll talk about love, love, love. What else could I possibly talk about when Valentine's Day is only 2 days after that show? I also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your new 2010 Good Timing Guide and the newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe with the wind at your back. Or call us toll-free to order. Arrange a consultation. Or get a custom timing at 877 877-524-8300. That toll-free number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.